looking like Cambridge's Brattle Street moved southwest. But the county is now much poorer. Although some cotton is still grown in the county, along with wheat and corn, prices are not what they were. Dallas is 40 minutes up Interstate 35 to the north, and a few prosperous Dallasites have moved into Waxahachie because they like the rural quiet. But the expanding aviation and computer industries of Dallas and Fort Worth have not come to Ellis County. By 1988, unemployment in Waxahachie stood at 7%. So it caused quite a stir around the county courthouse when on November 10, 1988, it was announced that Ellis County had been chosen as the site of the world's largest and most expensive scientific instrument, the Superconducting Supercollider. Planning for the supercollider had begun about 6 years earlier. At that time, the Department of Energy had on its hands a troublesome project known as Isabel, already under construction at the Brookhaven National Laboratory on Long Island. Isabel had been intended as the successor to the existing Fermilab accelerator outside Chicago, as America's leading facility for experimental research in elementary particle physics. After its start in 1978, Isabel had been set back 2 years by trouble in designing the superconducting magnets that would keep Isabel's beams of protons focused and on track. But there was another, deeper problem with Isabel. Although it would, when finished, be the most powerful accelerator in the world, it would probably not be powerful enough to answer the question that particle physicists most desperately needed to be answered. The question of how the symmetry that relates the weak and electromagnetic interactions is broken. The description of the weak and electromagnetic forces in the standard model of elementary particles is based on an exact symmetry in the way that these forces enter into the equations of the theory. But as we have seen, this symmetry is not present in the solutions of the equations, the properties of the particles and forces themselves. Any version of the standard model that permits such a symmetry breakdown would have to contain features that have not yet been discovered experimentally. Either new, weakly interacting particles called Higgs particles, or new extra-strong forces. But we do not know which of these features is actually present in nature, and our progress in going beyond the standard model is blocked by this uncertainty. The only sure way to settle this question is to do experiments in which a trillion volts is made available for the creation either of Higgs particles or of massive particles held together by extra-strong forces. For this purpose, it turns out to be necessary to give a pair of colliding protons a total energy of about 40 trillion volts, because the proton energy is shared among the quarks and gluons of which the protons are composed, and only about 1/40th of the energy would be available for the production of new particles in the collision of any one quark or gluon in one proton with a quark or gluon in the other.